Wanted to get to a developing storyline, and it's a big loss in Jacksonville as a legend in this community has just passed away. Sam Moussa, who has been described by so many as the most skilled administrator, has passed away unexpectedly at the age of 72, we understand, at the Mayo Clinic. Former Jacksonville Mayor Lenny Curry, who worked alongside Sam Moussa, is with us, and I know hearts are breaking across many at City Hall, but I appreciate you carving out a minute or two. But Sam served during five mayoral administrations. What a pivotal role he played. What do you know so far about the passing, and what sort of impact did Sam have on this community, Mayor?
Lasting. Good morning to you, by the way. Huge void left in the city right now and on this earth. Amazing man, great family man, and one of the best administrators the city's ever seen. Anything he actually put his work ethic to, ended with success both in the private sector and in the public sector.
I know you got the pup that is probably wanting to go outside, even though it's really cold right now. But, yeah. You know, Sam's impact was not necessarily like a Republican administration, though he did work with Republican mayors. I mean, he really seemed to cut across all lines. How did you see that bipartisanship spirit at work with him?
Well, Sam just loved the city. Sam wanted the city to succeed and thrive, in which is, to your point, he served multiple administrations, multiple roles, and oversaw some of the biggest, most monumental things in our city's history, from the Better Jacksonville Plan to the pension reform that I was able to do with him to the building of the baseball park. He was brought in as a consultant when the courthouse couldn't get done to clean that up and get the courthouse done. I mean, when you needed something done, you called Sam Moussa to fix it. And he did it successfully every time. But I would just say, most importantly to me, I would say, you know, Sam was with me for many years. When I decided to run for mayor, he was one of the first people that I went to visit, not to ask for support initially, but just to really talk to him about the details and function of city government. And he spent days and hours going through stuff with me so I would have all of the knowledge. And then he came in and worked for the city as chief administrative officer. And what people saw publicly was I was the mayor and he was the chief administrative officer. But what they didn't see behind closed doors was the relationship grew to where he was my big brother. Literally, I'm an only child. And he would call me his little brother. I would call him big brother. And behind closed doors, he would rein me in when he needed to, tell me what I needed to know, what I didn't know, what I didn't know at times. I just love him. And like so many, I'm going to miss him.
So I know, obviously, there's business along the side of your big brother, but what about your big brother are you going to miss the most?
Just our conversations, man. We spoke at least once a week, usually more. Families got together for dinner on a regular basis. I'm just going to miss talking to him. It was literally like a big brother to me, and in a relationship like that, like any sibling or family member, just the daily conversations.
You know,
that's what I'm going to miss.
It's a wonder about leaders. You have some, like yourself, who choose in public service to be kind of the front and center and be the face and the voice behind things. And then you have others. And, you know, for any administration, there are many. And I think of Susie Wiles, for example, right now with President Trump, you know, who work behind the scenes and don't really need and desire the spotlight, but are so effective at leadership in so many ways. Could you see similarities in Sam then in that he didn't want to necessarily be the guy in the limelight, but just wanted to do the good every day?
Yes. Yeah, that was Sam Moussa. And I would say that any effective leader, I believe this, whether it's in business or in government, anybody that's a leader that is the face, that is the visionary, that is out there, you're not going to be successful. You're not going to be the best that you can be without somebody like Sam Moussa. And there's very few of those people. You could plug Sam Moussa into any organization that needs leadership, and he is quietly going to make sure that the trains run on time, that everything that's supposed to happen in that organization happens. He's going to tend to everything. That's what you need.
Easily the most famous mustache in City Hall over multiple generations. It's one of the many things that so many will remember just from the look of Sam Moussa. Former Mayor Lenny Curry, I appreciate you carving out a couple of minutes here. I understand it's too soon since he just has passed. Are there plans, or will there be plans, for the city to honor Sam Moussa's life and legacy?
Yeah, I'm in contact with the family, and so once we don't have details at this point in time.
Okay.
But I would just say sending love and prayers to the entire Moussa family. They're an amazing family and an amazing group of people.
Our thoughts with anyone who was connected to, and especially those who are quite close with Sam and with the family. And I appreciate you talking about your big brother here for a minute. I appreciate
Thanks for letting me share, and I love you, Sam Moussa. Have a good day, man.
Former Jacksonville Mayor Lenny Curry, appreciate it. 8:13 on Jacksonville's Morning News.